You will hear a teenager called Gavin giving a class presentation about a cookery course he recently went on. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
Hi, I'm Gavin, and last weekend I did a one-day cookery course. It was cool. To be honest, I wasn't that into cooking before I went, which is surprising, as I know plenty of people who are. My cousin cooks professionally. In fact, she's a top chef. My sister cooks a lot too, and she's brilliant at it. The person I really take after, though, is probably my grandmother. She makes wonderful traditional dishes, and she's always encouraged me. Anyway, on the day, Dad drove me to the hotel where the course was taking place. From photos I'd seen, I thought it'd be somewhere near the hills, out in the countryside, but it turned out to be not far from the coast, which was lovely. Once inside the hotel, we were taken into the kitchen, which was about the size I'd imagined. But the shape of it was amazing, with two different sections at right angles to each other. Main courses in one, desserts in the other. The course was taught by a chef called Matt. He'd worked in a French restaurant for a while before beginning to train seriously, and then got his present job. But he'd actually started his career as a cook on a ship, so he had lots of stories to tell. First of all, Matt asked who'd brought a recipe book with them. Then he took those away and handed out a notebook to each of us instead, to keep a record of the dishes we made. I must admit, when I'm looking for something to make, I use my laptop to search, and then I make notes on a tablet, so this sounded like hard work. But I was happy to try it. Then we had a lesson on using kitchen equipment. Once I was shown how, I could easily deal with things like the mixer. And although the microwave was a bit complicated, I soon got the hang of it. But Matt insisted we all learnt how to use a knife properly. The ones in the kitchen were serious pieces of equipment, able to slice through anything, although I'm sure I'd still have coped without being shown. But I guess it was useful. Matt also emphasised the importance of the ingredients in dishes. They should be fresh and top quality. He gave us the example of herbs, which I know don't taste good once they're old, and another example that surprised me, which was salt. He recommended a good one to use, although I found it a bit hard to accept that it'd make such a difference to the taste of a dish. But I often add so much garlic that perhaps I wouldn't notice anyway. Then we started making our first dishes. Delicious vegetable soup and a dough that I thought was the base for a pizza. As that's my favourite, I was really pleased. But then we were told to use it to make a bread roll to go with our first course. It tasted great and looked very professional. After that, we moved on to making our main course, a pasta dish with sauce, followed by a fantastic strawberry dessert. There were lots of details to remember, but Matt did some really helpful demonstrations before we began about how to create each dish. I don't think I'd have really got the idea without those, as it was sometimes difficult to follow Matt's instructions while we were cooking. But I managed in the end. Finally, we sat down to eat what we'd made. The kitchen staff had decorated our food, so it looked fantastic. So good, in fact, that I actually began thinking about becoming a chef when I got older. It sounded fun, especially when Matt told us about all the amazing desserts he created for the hotel restaurant. Then he mentioned that the job of a chef always involves long hours. In his case, from 10 a.m. until 11:30 at night. so it didn't seem so fantastic to me after that. But it was still a great day.
Now you'll hear part two again.
Hi, I'm Gavin, and last weekend I did a one-day cookery course. It was cool. To be honest, I wasn't that into cooking before I went, which is surprising, as I know plenty of people who are. My cousin cooks professionally. In fact, she's a top chef. My sister cooks a lot too, and she's brilliant at it. The person I really take after, though, is probably my grandmother. She makes wonderful traditional dishes, and she's always encouraged me. Anyway, on the day, Dad drove me to the hotel where the course was taking place. From photos I'd seen, I thought it'd be somewhere near the hills, out in the countryside, but it turned out to be not far from the coast, which was lovely. Once inside the hotel, we were taken into the kitchen, which was about the size I had imagined. But the shape of it was amazing, with two different sections at right angles to each other. Main courses in one, desserts in the other. The course was taught by a chef called Matt. He'd worked in a French restaurant for a while before beginning to train seriously, and then got his present job. But he'd actually started his career as a cook on a ship, so he had lots of stories to tell. First of all, Matt asked who'd brought a recipe book with them. Then he took those away and handed out a notebook to each of us instead, to keep a record of the dishes we made. I must admit, when I'm looking for something to make, I use my laptop to search, and then I make notes on a tablet, so this sounded like hard work. But I was happy to try it. Then we had a lesson on using kitchen equipment. Once I was shown how, I could easily deal with things like the mixer. And although the microwave was a bit complicated, I soon got the hang of it. But Matt insisted we all learnt how to use a knife properly. The ones in the kitchen were serious pieces of equipment, able to slice through anything, although I'm sure I'd still have coped without being shown. But I guess it was useful. Matt also emphasised the importance of the ingredients in dishes. They should be fresh and top quality. He gave us the example of herbs, which I know don't taste good once they're old, and another example that surprised me, which was salt. He recommended a good one to use, although I found it a bit hard to accept that it'd make such a difference to the taste of a dish. But I often add so much garlic that perhaps I wouldn't notice anyway. Then we started making our first dishes. Delicious vegetable soup and a dough that I thought was the base for a pizza. As that's my favourite, I was really pleased. But then we were told to use it to make a bread roll to go with our first course. It tasted great and looked very professional. After that, we moved on to making our main course, a pasta dish with sauce, followed by a fantastic strawberry dessert. There were lots of details to remember, but Matt did some really helpful demonstrations before we began about how to create each dish. I don't think I'd have really got the idea without those, as it was sometimes difficult to follow Matt's instructions while we were cooking, but I managed in the end. Finally, we sat down to eat what we'd made. The kitchen staff had decorated our food, so it looked fantastic. So good, in fact, that I actually began thinking about becoming a chef when I got older. It sounded fun, especially when Matt told us about all the amazing desserts he created for the hotel restaurant. Then he mentioned that the job of a chef always involves long hours, in his case, from 10 a.m. until 11:30 at night. So it didn't seem so fantastic to me after that, but it was still a great day.
That is the end of part two. Now turn to part three.